Hello and welcome to Rollin' Nerdy, a tabletop gaming podcast.
Christy is covering her mouth after that comment. And I would like to point out, apparently, Danny has maggots in his scrotum.
He beat you to it.
Does it
count? Stole his line. I stole your line.
Now I've got something else to be angry about.
Why must...
What, more angry than maggots in your scrotum?
Maybe that's why I was angry. Scrotum. I feel left out.
Especially now that you're the only female here tonight.
Yeah, how did that change?
Well, you didn't bring one of them, so...
it's just reverted back to the way I've always gamed.
Yeah.
The token female.
And we are here today to start a major undertaking.
We're going to be gods.
Yes. You're not already a god?
No, not really.
Sorry about that.
Somebody ask you if you're a god.
You say yes.
And we have a new person here with us. And that is... What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sam.
He doesn't have an email yet, but when he does, it'll be Sam at RollinNerdyPodcast.com, and he'll never check it. So,
not at all.
I checked mine the other day.
So if you want to say something to him, leave a comment on Facebook. I don't think anybody's gotten any emails.
I got one from Kitty, but that's because I sent her one because she was like complaining she never got any emails.
Oh, that's sweet.
I can imagine she's like, oh, I got an email. And open up. Oh, it's Christy.
Well, she knew it was for me.
Speaking of that, I want to give a shout out to two guys. I was told I should not do this until they leave a comment, but they liked multiple things on the page. So I'm going to say hello to Larry Hout. Hope that's saying that right. And Jason Reed.
Who have liked
our biggest fans because they've liked more than one thing on the Facebook page.
They like us. They really like us.
Well, at least those two people do.
They're celebrities.
And what I was about to say is we're here doing a major undertaking. We are starting a grand D&D campaign from scratch, literally. We're going to build a world. We're going to build a timeline. We're going to build characters, and we're going to ultimately, hopefully, play them into epic level, which who knows how long that'll take.
Yeah.
But we haven't done it, so we're going to try to do it.
I have never done that.
No, I know most people who game, even if they've played epic before, have never gone from zero, from one all the way up to epic.
Oh, actually, I'm glad you said zero because...
No, I didn't mean that.
We're going to start zero.
I didn't complete the word zero. I said zero.
Wait.
That's it.
And we're going to be a commoner class?
Wait, no. We passed a rule in our group about 2/3 veto, huh?
We haven't done that.
Did.
We haven't talked about that yet.
We did. Who wants to veto the zero level?
Me.
You didn't get 2/3. You only got half.
Free vote.
It's only going to be one adventure.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to be children.
I can get behind that.
That's why I wanted everybody to play a race that's roughly the same...
I don't want to be a children. I'm too mature. Stop it.
So you can... It actually allows you more control on the way your character is built. Instead of your numbers being random, you choose what numbers you want to increase as we're going along in the adventure. All right. We paused there for a second. You might not even notice. We have another player here with us today. This is Scott. Say hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott. Oh,
hi,
him.
Scott.
Or you guys could say hi, Scott.
Hello, podcast.
This is a special edition where we're creating our own world, our own timeline. Let's just real quick say who's here, so when we're talking, we'll know who's talking. Next to me is Scott. And then Sam.
Hi.
And then...
I'm still angry.
So you know who that is. If you haven't listened before, that's Danny. We do seem to attract more listeners with something that says D&D on it, I've noticed. So we may have some people who have not heard before.
It's almost like that's a really popular role-playing game.
It's almost like it's the core of the whole of everything we are.
Kind of the main system that people play in or something.
Go figure.
You're welcome. I wish I could take credit for it.
He's still got maggots in his scrotum.
Everybody's John's got a whole bunch of heats, too.
Yes.
Yeah, for those people.
This is Joseph.
And this is Vincent, and for everyone who likes Everyone is John, you're a horrible person, and we want to meet you.
there's a disclaimer right on the top of the Everyone is John thing. It says it's for three or four horrible people. It says it right on it.
That's right. And we fit that bill.
So, but now we're playing D&D, right? Actually, today we're playing Dawn of Worlds. If you weren't here for the first... actually, you weren't here because we didn't record it, so you couldn't have been here. If you were here, you were hiding in the closet. You can get Dawn of Worlds free Just Google it. It's not the website is not Dawn of Worlds. It's some weird tribe, something or other. But just Google it, and it'll
tribe
come up.
Called Quest?
No, it's some kind of tribe. It's a blog website, and
I guessed.
So the basic premise of Dawn of Worlds is we're going to create a world. We had a map drawn by Tractor Beam.
I love how you just say her name and she starts giggling.
It's not hard.
I have.
It's not even sport anymore for you, is it?
You earned that one.
I really did
earn that one.
That was epic.
I have entered her map into Campaign Cartographer and overlaid hexes on it.
Whoop.
If you guys would like this, I'm talking to the people sitting here, not you people listening, because I'm not sending you one. If you guys would like a copy,
if you like us, he might send you one.
I'll put it on the web. I'll put it on the Facebook page if you want one.
That means anything.
Yeah, leave a comment on the page if you would like a copy of the map, and we'll send you one signed.
Oh my gosh! Autographs! I have to work on my autograph.
But this one with the hexes on it is the one you need to.
I got to practice drawing maps on people's boobs.
Can I just?
Which side goes up? I ask for a compass at some point?
Yeah. North is this thing. I think that's not the way she drew it, but that's the way I ended up making it.
And my, let me copy.
It actually
paper
is how I drew it.
Which way do I hold this?
Oh, you drew it with this to the top. Uh-huh. Okay, so I did it right.
Yep.
So. Tractor beams. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yep.
So in order for me to keep track of what is done, if you create something on the map, I need you to tell me what hex it's in on the map. They're numbered.
Okay.
And she's going to color it in, and then when we get to the part where we're actually creating races, she's going to keep track of the races on the board behind us.
Wait.
You just became the secretary.
I know.
Okay, she has to go through some Senate hearings, and we have to confirm that that role, that cabinet post.
It's right. Because I have ovaries.
That's totally
it. It's actually
totally
because you're closest to the board.
Okay.
We have...
Stop being logical.
Didn't everybody else sit at the table?
I can make my penmanship
yes.
good.
We have added...
Without even calling yes.
We have added some house rules.
Uh-oh.
We've already created...
good house rules.
We've already created our gods, and we're going to limit the gods that we have to begin with the domains that are in the 5th edition Player's Handbook.
At least for the greater gods who are doing
the greater
all the
gods who are creating the world. We will add the other ones in later. We already know that Danny is... Who's Danny?
Me?
Yeah. Who
are
you?
I am the god of trickery. I used actually a halfling character from our last campaign. Daylan is actually the god of trickery in this world.
Awesome.
All right. And Joseph is the god of nature, and you are...
Yggdrasil.
And that...
As
what?
In the tree.
The tree, okay. Christy, I don't think you've given me a name yet, but you are the god of...
I haven't fully I was going to put mine up for if one of the two new individuals that have
are you claiming a different one?
He already Sam already chose light.
Okay.
The other one is remaining is war. Would you rather have war or nature?
War.
Okay, he wants war,
there
so you got nature.
I will stay as Tempest.
All right, your name is just going to be Tempest, okay?
No, but that was my domain.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to call you Tempest until you come up with a name.
Yep.
Okay.
Sam is Light, and you are, what's your name?
Luminous.
And where'd you borrow that name from?
I stole it from a character from our last campaign.
Who was in the same campaign with Daylan.
Yes.
Which is the reason that
Daylan
is here. Luminous is going to be here. I'm going to be here.
That's right.
Actually,
right.
There was a... fan fiction written to where...
Oh my god, it was!
not fan fiction, it was an epilogue.
No,
it was an epilogue.
It was fan fiction.
No, it's not fan faction because nobody had sex with anybody.
Is that what happened?
No.
When Daylan died, his body got absorbed into some gem in your body.
Yeah, totally shipped.
Yeah. No. Luminos just has Daylan inside of him. Oh.
They became a couple in a very unique way. All right, and I am...
You didn't even kiss me. I'm the mini-me.
I am the god of knowledge, and I've chosen muses. One god, multiple aspects. Bitson is the god of life. Do you have a name yet?
Yes. My name is Oda.
O-D-O?
O-D-A. O-D-A.
Okay.
Not with a Y in the beginning, because that would be copyright infringement.
Oh, okay.
But a god of life I am!
Don't even say it. And,
seagulls!
You are the god of war, Scott. Do you have a name, or you need some time to think about it?
Since we're playing off of something that may not have existed last campaign, what a Volkswagen.
Spell that.
Oh, no, not him. No!
V-O-L-T-H-R-O-X.
Gone!
He's back.
Was that a character, or was that a...
That was the last name of the.
Oh, that was the castle that he claimed. All right, that's it. Okay, my character's not going to be Oda. It's going to be Jack. Or no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
The god of Tempest is named Val.
Well, see, now I need to be Jack, because otherwise we're all picking our characters again.
Val, V-A-L?
Oh, it's a completely different, like...
But you're still represented.
But I didn't...
All right.
All right, and we are a couple of... we are house ruling that we're just going to give everybody an avatar. There is no going to be... There's not going to be anybody creating an avatar. You have an avatar to start with.
Mine is a tree.
Mine is a small, green... character who's focused on meditation and mindfulness and using swords made of light.
And swamps.
And swamps.
Actually, what I said was incorrect. When we start the second age, then you get an avatar.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I don't have that avatar yet, but there will be a swamp.
The first age, we have eliminated everything except shaped land and shaped climate. You can't do anything else. Now, shaping land just means you decide, you pick one of these hexes on here which represent 100 miles. 100 hexol miles, I don't know, 100 square miles, whatever, and decide what kind of terrain is there. There's a list of the terrains up there. That's... I don't have them delineated on here, but it should be roughly, I think, about two or three rows for each one, so Arctic, Subarctic, Temperate, Subtropical, Tropical, Subtropical, down that list.
I have to say, like we need to take a picture of the board.
We will. We'll put a picture of the board and the paper.
Because it's really daunting. There's an awful lot of different types of land there and climates and things.
Shape climate is only to change the climate in an area to something other than it would normally be. So if, like, you wanted...
Well, I said, where's the equator on this, then?
Wants to draw
the
equator.
She's the artist. Have you seen her artwork?
She's got
it's awesome.
Degree and everything.
Have you?
So she's putting in the equator for us. If you want to try to put in all those lines, you can do that. So we can get a rough idea of where things are. But I was saying, shape climate is if like you want to take an area in the that's tropical that's not on a mountaintop, and just make it cold. You can do that with shape climate, which would be really weird to do that, but it's an option.
Oh yeah.
And did we have any other house rules that we were going to use for this part? That's all I wrote down.
Well, yeah, this part's pretty good.
All right, so the way this works is I have three copies of this paper on the table here, which is, this is the, for those of you listening, this is the Dawn of Worlds thing that you can go download for free. And we're doing the first stage land, but... ignore everything except the first two because we're only doing shape land or shape climate.
That's right.
You roll two dice. So when it's your turn, roll two dice. Whatever number you get, keep track of that. You're going to need some place to keep track of that. You're probably going to be going first, so let's let you go first. I'm going to just show you how it works here. So you need to keep write down seven somewhere so you know you got 7 points.
I figure if we have the map, then we can just put it on the edge of the map there. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. And it takes 3 points to shape 100 miles of land, 2 points to shape climate. So what type of land would you like to put where on the map? And Christy's going to need to bring that map over here so you can see it.
Oh, sorry.
And the types of territory are up there. Types of terrain.
Rather than drawing on the map, I was drawing what hex lines corresponded with.
So basically, this area is going to be warm, and the further you go that way, it's going to be cold. And
so this is warm up here?
No. In the middle will be warm, just like on Earth. Mm-hmm. And then, unless we want to make it some other way, which you can, but it's easier if we just go.
Earth is good.
But basically, it's going to be warm in the middle, and the further you go north, the further you go south, the colder it's going to get.
Let's do something warm. I want to do
it's like playing like Battleship.
We need a nice volcano.
842.
All right. Well, we need to know what kind of terrain is around the tornado.
Volcano.
Yeah.
Flatland.
Where are you gonna put it?
Flatland.
Just like grassland.
Yeah, some flatland.
So 0504 is going to be grassland with a volcano.
It's gonna be dormant for now.
All right. And so that's 3 points.
And you still have 4 points. You can do another one if you want.
Or we can save them and do something
else. So just remember that you have 4 points.
Now there's also something.
So she can,
as you save points, thing. You might want to explain what happens if you have points left over. Because I recall there's a bonus, some bonus points.
Players who end any turn with 5 or fewer points gain a cumulative +1 point for the first round up to maximum of +3. Thus, if you ended your turn with 4, which you did, you would gain whatever you roll on the 2 6-sided dice next time with +1 and add a +1.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so Sam Rowland got 4 points, and he's not going to do anything this time because that's
he took 0504.
0504,
right?
Yes.
I'm just going to draw them.
And this,
I have 6 points.
So
I'm going to put Desert into Eric's using my entire 6 points.
Pizza. What are the numbers?
1807 and 1707.
Okay. All right, tractor beam.
Hey, hold on, let him start.
All right, go ahead. Christy is rolling.
Rolling.
Three, that would be a good turn to pass, it sounds like.
I'm going to do that.
Although you could do one land with that, but.
6 + 1, 7. All right. So I'll make 2.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not worried about that. I'm going to pick it up now that you pointed it out.
So I'll go ahead and spend 2 of it. And put forests. We'll do we'll just call it jungle, whatever it is.
No,
it is.
You have temperate humid, which is forest, heavy, medium.
Yeah, it's forest.
Temperate.
That's gonna be tropical, arid for jungle. It looks like
subtropical humid.
Subtropical. Well, there's also a tropical arid up there too.
Okay.
I don't really know what the difference is. So.
Whatever you decide to put there, that determines whether it's humid or arid. If you put a desert there, it's dry. If you put a jungle there, it's humid.
It's going to be near the coast, so it'll be humid.
And you're doing a jungle?
Yes. So,
heavy
if that's
jungle?
The, yeah, we'll do 1008 and 1108.
For heavy jungle?
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle.
Humid.
Humid jungle.
Well, jungle is self-explanatory for humid.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as an arid jungle.
According to that map,
there's an arid jungle somewhere?
Yeah, it's up there.
Tropical arid. It says barren
desert.
Okay,
I see it. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to.
I don't know subtropical and tropical. I know nothing about.
Yeah, we have way too many categories here. It's hurting my mind.
I apparently do not know very much about geography.
All right, so I'm don't know much about geography.
Oh. All
right, so I've got 7 points. I'm going to I want to turn the land there between, let's see, what is it, 0506 and 0507. Turn those two into like a really shallow marshland. So not enough for like ships to cross, but nice little swampy type of land between those two.
So you're turning ocean into swamp? Is that
yep.
what we're getting at?
What were the two numbers again?
0506 and 0507. So basically kind of connecting the cool spiky island with the mutant Australia island below.
Make ships go all the way around there.
Yeah, you basically just made that
you're
one
an
big.
Asshole.
You just made that one big.
I
made
I
that
broke
one big
it.
Thing.
I did it first. I'm sorry.
No, I think somebody already said something.
I mean, I don't care, but
I know, but
the
that
civilizations
adds.
Might.
But that adds a different
the
aspect.
Minotaur sailors are really going to hate that.
You know what?
They don't exist yet.
You know what? Maybe we don't have Minotaur sailors. Maybe we don't use sailing ships. Maybe we have airships and we don't give a shit. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing between those two.
Marshes.
No, you only have enough for two.
Two. Okay, marshes. All right.
Do you know where those go?
Where?
So that's 0506 and 0507. Huh? Okay.
I thought I put a J for jungle.
No.
I did too. Yeah, Joseph.
I put a D in mine for desert, not Dan.
Well, you know what? Ironic how it still works for all of those. Mike, would you like to put down some mountains with an M?
M for mountains.
Actually, I got to roll first. I got 8.
Must be nice.
So I am going to put mountains.
All right.
What?
It's just funny how our first name, our first initial is what we're using for everything, except for my Martians.
I don't have this option.
6 and 1207.
You could misspell like, canyon.
Or you could put like kind of barren.
Mountains, and these are in a these are in a tropical area, so that would make them step down to temperate. So I'm going to put light forest on these mountains.
So they're not very tall.
No.
They're hills.
Or alive.
But they're in the tropics, so it doesn't. Back to Scott. How many points you got left from last time?
Yes, I have 4.
So you get to add 1 to that and roll again.
Add 1, that's good.
Wait.
So 5 plus 1, 6.
Plus the 4 that you have left, so that's 10.
10, so 10 points. So I'm thinking, this may seem strange right now, but
totally seems strange.
Now, over in a particular area, what if I had like a kind of a cloud cover kind of thing?
That'd be climate.
Yeah, that'd be climate.
Climate, yeah.
Like, always, like Seattle.
Always foggy.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah. Okay, which, where are you going to put that?
Colder when you get up here.
Yeah, that up there is going to be like Arctic.
No, Arctic. This is...
That's probably temperate in there.
Temperate right there.
Mm-hmm. Vincent turned this into marshland, but nothing else up there yet.
That'd be a good defense, so that's good. Thank you, Vincent. How does, like, in this hex, right, like, have this weird kind of cloud cover.
So 0409 is going to be...
Now, it's
constant low-hanging clouds.
Now
like
you have
low, like, but it's like
it's always cloudy.
Always kind of cloudy. It could be.
You could even have like a maelstrom kind of swirling clouds above it or something. Any whatever you want to do. It could be weird, bizarre stuff.
It's going
to
be like.
And you have it's like, 2 points.
That's 2 points
per hex. So if you want to do 5 hexes of it, you can.
But you're not shaping the land. You're only shaping the climate.
Right.
Also want to shape the land there, you need to do that also.
Basically, so I'll take 3 points to shape the land. Basically, the land is going to be in the clouds. There's going to be a big crater where that land used to be.
So you have a floating island.
Yeah, floating island.
Perfect. And there's really large people who live there. And they say, fee, fi, fo.
That's not on the chart, Mike.
If you don't want to do it. You know what you can do.
If you don't want,
I don't care. It's cool. I don't care.
No, I think it's awesome.
I'm just saying it's not on the chart, and good luck, Christy.
Yeah. Pick a color for that one.
All right, that uses 5 of your points. You want to use the rest, or you want to save them?
What is this, Avatar?
A little bit.
We'll save
Pandora, everyone's connected to a tree.
Okay.
So I use 5 points, so I have 5 left.
We make out by
it means you don't get the plus one next time. You only get that if you're 4 or lower.
So,
I got it.
Sam had 4 left over, plus 1 for Colton, that's 5. He rolls a 6, he has 11 points to spend.
All right, I'm going to make a canyon desert right next to yours, 1607 and 1608.
So 2 hexes of canyon.
The D right there, since we'll know that's desert.
All right.
I thought she was wanting you to put your initial on there.
Oh, it'll be desert, and then there'll be a canyon.
Yeah.
So I might want to draw, you know...
I'll put a C next to it. Desert Canyon.
Is that all you're going to do?
Yep.
That takes 6 points.
Thank you.
That leaves him with 5.
All right. So that means actually it's plus 2 this round.
Yeah.
So for every point you're below 1, you get...
So for every round you're below...
The next round. He didn't add anything last time.
Yep. He did.
So I had...
No, he didn't go last. He didn't even do anything last time.
Right.
I had no points left over. I rolled 7 plus 1 for having 5 or less gives me 8.
See, this sounds like if you're at 4, you get plus 1. If you're at 3, you get plus 2.
Because the example
the following round.
Plus 1. In the next turn with 4 points, he would get plus 2 the following round.
Speak up.
Oh, sorry. just reading on here. Joseph and I were clarifying. What it says is, if you, it gives an example. Thus, if Bob ended his turn with 4 points, he would gain whatever he rolled onto 6-sided dice next turn, plus 1.
The rolls pay out if you spend your points every round.
Yep. Right.
I spent 6 of mine creating more desert.
So you should
Comb the desert.
And where did you put it?
How many rounds? Like,
what hexes? I put it right next to my others in 1806 and 1906.
Okay.
All right. And so how many points does that leave you with?
That leaves me with 2 points.
So you'll get plus two next round.
All right, we're back to Christy.
Trickery! Damn it!
All right, did you end last turn with less than five?
Yeah, I had three.
So you get plus one.
You get plus one to that.
But you spent yours, didn't you? No, you
didn't do anything last time.
No. So that gives me eight?
Math, eight, yeah.
Math.
Generally how arithmetic works.
Numbers, numbers, math, math, math.
Is this working?
Yay!
I love the necromancer.
So what you doing with your big 8 points?
How much is stuff?
three to land, two to climb it, which is all you can do in the first round.
Yes.
Right, I'm
going to
take 1300 and 1301.
For 50 points.
And
what you going to do to them?
They are going to be a glacier.
What?
Are they in a cold area?
They're at the tippy top.
Okay.
No, she's going to make glacier with Arctic elves.
No, actually I wasn't.
Oh, come on, couldn't you? Because that'd be cool. I like the Arctic elves. Val should make Arctic elves.
Actually, that's a different name. Because she was Vel, not Val.
Ah, whatever.
I let her change on you.
So okay, tricky.
So let's roll the dice. It's always fun. Ooh, nice.
10.
10 plus I had one turn of being under, so that's 11.
Plus the 1 point you left over. Yep.
All right. Let's continue with the jungle. What is it? What is the M's?
Mountains.
Mountains.
Okay. They're mountains or mics with light forest.
All right.
Forest.
So I'm going to do a lot of stuff on here and then tell you what it is afterwards. How about that?
Okay, that doesn't sound dubious at all.
Right, so I'm going to spend all 12 points because I'm going to affect.
I don't know if I trust you. Hexes. I just like sleep by you every night. I don't think I trust you with colors and maps and stuff.
Yeah, sleeping is one thing. Colors and maps, that's just right out.
All right, so I extended the mountain chain. So 1307 is mountains. And there's going to start a river out of said mountains. And 1107, 1208, and 1209 are all jungle. And the river is going to run through 1208 and 1209.
Hey, river runs through that.
River runs through it. Next, we can book about
that. It's a huge river. It's like the Amazon.
Awesome.
It's huge.
Huge.
It's going to be huge.
It's a huge river.
It's going to be huge.
Like the size of my hand.
No, his hands are not huge. His hands are tiny.
But anyway. All right, so now I have a map of some stuff happening. All right, so this little S right here, the...
What number is it?
0409. Is that where he had the floating island?
Where the floating island is, yes.
All right. So, I should probably roll and figure out some points.
Probably.
So 9, 10, 11 points. So there's the volcano, right?
Yes.
Where this river is coming from the mountains, I'll go ahead and make 1109 goes from jungle to forest.
1109 is forest?
With river running through it.
What's that river running through?
And it's going to fork into a delta.
What hex is that?
1109.
Yeah, that's a coastal hex.
Yep. It's a coastal hex, and we'll even extend the land a little bit to make kind of like a natural inlet of sorts with that delta. So that's 3. So we'll make the 1210 is going to be forest as well, and then I have 5 more points. We'll go with hills, forested hills in 1309.
All right.
Okay, which leaves me with...
That's the map.
2.
Add 2 points. That's 8, 10, 11. I'm going to make more mountains.
What's with you in the mountains?
Gonna make.
But they're so tall. They're so tall.
1305.
I'm more comfortable with low to the ground.
And
things.
1405 are going to be mountains that go right up to the ocean. And they're
ooh,
going to be
like white cliffs.
They're going to be.
So he needs to create a blue cat people.
And they're going to be buried.
What? That would be ridiculous. You gonna play Navi? You gonna create some Navi? See, that would work with the changelings.
And then I'm going to make 1205 prairie.
Actually, there's some for the tridactyl types that Oda would have.
And this
be,
is round three.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, sorry. Not that kind of round. We're not fighting.
In the corner.
So we go put my bathing suit on and walk around with the ring number?
No, please don't.
Okay. Not again. Please,
not
no.
Again.
Not again. Twice was enough.
I think that's probably how I got maggots in my scrotum.
So over here, we got... This
sure,
warm,
that's how you
kind
got
of
it.
Warm right here?
That would be warm, subtropical to temperate, probably in that area, yeah.
All right, I want to create a desert.
All right. Which hex?
It's my stick.
So...
Doesn't matter whose stick you're playing
did you
with.
Roll?
No, I'm sorry.
So you have five, so you get plus two. And you only rolled a three, so you get 10.
You get five?
You, well, you get five, and then you add five, so you got 10.
Should heavy and medium jungle be distinguished between the two?
I don't think that's really important.
I don't think we're getting that
okay,
deep into it.
Okay, I was just making sure.
So
jungle and forest, yeah. The different types of those?
Nah. 06, 09.
06, 09.
Thunder.
Please quit.
Thunder. Thundercat.
Desert.
Desert, okay. Put your put some kind of mark in there to indicate that you put something there.
0609, put a D for desert.
Fine. Where else?
And
you could do two more if you wanted.
If I distinguish the type of sand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You going to make a desert with like black sand or something?
Yes.
Oh, you can do that. Which one?
0609.
Oh, okay. And what color you want the sand to be?
One be
blue.
Okay, black sand, all right. That doesn't cost you any more. That's just making it a desert.
Right.
So you still got 7 points.
Let's see here.
That's cool. That makes it a definitely unique and standing out kind of place. We can have people from the black sands.
Now, I want to be, I don't want to be like a, it's barren, but I want a cactus. Like, what
that's a
like,
desert.
That's barren. That's still barren.
Desert, desert or scrub. Scrub.
Scrub's the kind that can't get no love.
Scrub means stuff. Small plants would grow with like trees, kind of like West Texas.
Well, yeah, in Australia, kind of like. Yeah.
The outback, yeah.
Scrub.
All right, where are you making the scrub?
Don't talk about Sam like that. I know he's not been here for a while.
I'll put the scrub in, in 0709.
All right.
This is what you came for, Sam. You know,
exactly.
Came to join us so you can get rid of it.
Do another one? You got. You would have 4 points left. You could do another one if you wanted.
I can
put the prairie and the steps kind of.
Edgy.
In 0709, that's just 2 more points.
Instead of scrub, you want prairie or step?
No, we'll just scrub.
Okay. The one continent looks a little bit like Australia.
God of life, God of nature.
What you doing?
We work together to make everything really difficult for everybody.
I want a lake.
Okay. You could still. You decide what the surrounding stuff is, and then just put a lake in it.
Now, and these hexes are 100 miles across.
Yes.
So you could have that if that was all one lake. That's a ridiculously massive lake.
No, like lake inside.
But you could have like several lakes, or just one little spot of lake. However you want to
like
do it.
Like small oases, you know.
Yeah.
Black sand oases.
So maybe just kind of describe it as having.
And what hexes are you putting? Are you putting it in?
You know, multiple lakes.
And the small lakes, the oases is in 0609.
Okay.
Certain tribes, maybe controlling certain oases, trade, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right. So that.
Hey, no that, tribes yet.
That
no people.
That doesn't cost you any more because you're just forming that one piece of land, so you can still do one more.
Yep.
Okay. Which brings me to my point. Vince, where he put his marsh, he didn't say what kind of land it actually was, or is it?
It's marsh. That is a kind of land.
It's kind of, yeah, it's basically like.
Okay.
Think of it like keys. Like there's water. There's water over it, but it's just barely covering land with trees popping up all over the place down there.
All right, pick one more. Let's move along.
Like
06110.
0610. What are you doing there?
We're gonna do some high hills.
High hills?
You're not quite mountains.
I can't walk in high hills.
Okay, and you can still put some other kind of grass, light forest.
Hills and light forest.
Hills and light forest. All right.
That's an 0610. That's not how you walk in high hills.
Let's make a mark there.
I do have a nice butt.
Yep. How many do you have left?
I had 7 left. So I had 5 left plus 2.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Plus 8.
15.
15.
You can do a lot.
Yeah, where were those mountains that you were creating?
All those M's.
Damn. M's. I like to stick like a huge, now, where huge has, mountain. Like,
so,
somewhere in between.
So like so Everest.
Yeah, but how many circle, 100 miles would it take?
A 100 mile mountain would be ridiculously huge. Usually, if that's what you're going for.
You would not be able to go to the top of that.
Okay.
Unless you're a god. So
but
yeah.
You could put a giant. You could put a mountain range with a giant mountain. You can say that.
Yep.
And that would take.
No, one, just three. One. Just one. One. You'd be three. Saying this mountain range has a really big mountain in it.
Yeah. So that would just be one use of that. So 3 points.
1306.
So mountain range with huge mountain.
Yep.
It's got a huge giant. Mountain.
Of land.
It's really a well-endowed mountain.
Very. And then.
So that means the top of that mountain is going to be Arctic, so you don't have to worry about that.
And then I'll put a.
Unless we change.
I'm sure I have enough points to put 1406 and 1407 as a forest to.
Come the desert.
That's all I'm making.
Smaller mountains like the
foothills.
Appalachian. Yeah.
Forested foothills in 1406 and 1407.
Do I have? That's 3 locks. So
that would be 9, so you'd have 6 left, right?
Yep.
So do I have enough points to make it on 1505 also?
Yep.
Yes, you do.
And that would put you down below the 5.
And that's also forested foothills.
Yeah.
So that would give you 3 left. So you'd get plus 3 next round.
All right, so I had 2 left last time, so I gained 2 points plus those 2 points. Plus the 10 that I just rolled.
Whoop.
So I have 14 points.
This god of trickery so far hasn't done anything tricky.
1505 is what?
Forested foothills.
So at 1606, I'm going to put scrubland.
Okay. So far, we only have 1 river. Just point that out.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to make a river?
Nothing. In the land you're shaping, you just put a river in it.
Yeah. I made a landmark.
All right, 1606 is also going to have a river.
Who's Mark?
Okay.
Why is he getting land?
1705 will be scrub land with the river running through it.
Okay.
Then I guess that's 1805 is going to be scrub land.
Okay.
And that also connects to the ocean, so the river is going to run to that.
All right.
It's 369. I still have 5
stop
points.
Right before we got there.
Right before the river. Right for the ocean. Where'd it come from? It just starts right there.
Well, and you know, you can always change the ocean and add more land there if you need.
No, you can't.
I just
I can't
did.
Do that in Campaign Cartographer. It's hard to do.
We have an artist. She can make it happen.
Redraw the map.
I want to make 15. I'll make 1706 desert.
When he basically already did that.
And that is 3, 6, 12
throw me
under
the bus, dude.
Of my 14 points spent. That leaves me with 2.
Okay.
I don't want
it
people to notice that.
Christie's turn.
Whoop whoop. So how many do you have left?
I have 2 left.
All right, so you'll get plus 3 next round.
Mm-hmm. And that's as high as you go.
Yep, and then it's just plus 3 every time you have.
Hey, look, like I have 5 now.
Did you end
below
5?
You have 6.
Yes, I have 6 now.
Actually, no, you have 7.
7, 7.
I have 7.
No, you have it. No, okay. Yes,
seven.
Do I hear 8?
Sorry, I thought we were. I didn't know how we were playing this game. I was just adding more numbers. It was fun.
I'm going to put.
She just said something.
And how much did you wager?
Face?
Don't play too much with that.
And how much did you wager?
Wait a second.
And I'm
going
to put.
Even though somebody made
a
10-hour loop
wiggly.
Of it.
Did they?
And it's
a sprawling wiggly.
It's got a wiver. It's got a sprawling
a wiver?
Wiggly.
Did you put a river in your tundra?
Yes.
Okay. In both?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a scrolling wiggly.
All right, so.
FT and FH.
Oh, did you roll first?
No, not yet.
F. What number is it?
Frozen Tundra.
It's the one she just put in. Oh, Frozen Tundra. The one he put in last time.
FH? What yeah. number?
Like 1309.
Alright. So FH was Forested Hills.
Forested Hills.
Yep. Okay. Sorry. It has a over there.
Yeah, foothills and hills, I don't really differentiate.
Yeah.
All hills matter.
So 11.
11, nice. Plus what?
Plus 2, so 13.
Cool.
And we're going to spend all but one of those in four more spots. And because that's what I do. In nature.
And we have a guest popping in. Kitty is here just to say hi. Say hi, Kitty. Say meow.
She's
or
not
going to
say anything. She's here. She's
oh, now
here.
She's now she's
I
now
promise
she's,
she's really here.
She is. Yeah, but Kitty won't say hi.
Hi.
There it is. Off in the distance, you heard Kitty.
We need some prairies. Okay, just those are deserts.
That's right. Say meow to everybody.
What was it? BC. Desert with a canyon. Okay, that's right.
Bring what up?
Lock the door.
Some plains. Let's go over here.
Yeah, I hear the rain in Spain stays mainly in the plains.
What number are you on?
We're hopping continents here. We're going to go 0608. It's going to be prairies.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Apologize.
Thank you.
All right, what else?
We'll do 0508 as prairies as well. I don't know what was in 0609. I'm just going to go with it.
Can I steal a mug for my coat?
0609 is black sand desert with small lakes.
Ah.
So put BS there.
BS.
Black sand. I didn't mean anything else. Just saying it's black sand. All right.
All right, then we'll extend.
I'm not judging the sand. I'm just.
We'll extend the black sand deserts into 0709. And 0709. What is that?
Thank you.
0707.
What's on it?
Stuff.
Okay.
Cheese.
All right, let's pause
cheese.
For a second.
Cheese and sauce.
All right, then we're on to Vincent. What are you doing there, Vince?
So I have a total of 9 points.
Yay
and
for you.
I have. What I'm going to do.
Hear it. I haven't broken 8.
I have.
You got broke wind?
I have 1409. I want to put a giant tree that is the size of the whole ridiculously large tree.
100-mile round tree?
Like the extent of it, yeah. You know, it's not necessarily just the actual branches. Because
physically possible.
No. I'm thinking of a massive tree that takes up a good chunk of that. The root systems go out the entire 100 miles.
Okay.
Other things popping up around the tree are all extensions of those roots.
Like mushrooms.
So,
you got a name for it?
Avatar.
The world tree? That's already taken.
I don't know. Tree of life.
You don't have to worry about it.
Named later.
Someone can give it a name or a personality or an avatar if they want to.
Yeah, I'd say there's no avatars or races to name it
yet. Yeah, no one's going to name it yet.
All right, whatever.
Then in 0905, 1005, and 1006, those are all. I'm going to change the climate there to have a. I'm going to have a massive maelstrom that's covering
is this
those
land?
No, climate.
I mean, but it's on land.
Yes. It's a big like not maelstrom as in like in the water but like a big
storm. Why is Oda coming
like,
in on
like
other
a
people's
like a hurricane?
Yeah, like a massive hurricane. There we go.
It's always a hurricane.
Why are you messing with Tempest?
Huh?
He's not even got a life.
No. He's got a life.
Oh, okay.
All right, that takes 6 points to do that. What else? That land is already done under there?
No, there was nothing under the land at that point that I see.
Oh, okay.
That was empty land, so you guys can do whatever you want with it. I just made a swirling hurricane of stuff.
Nothing would grow there, so there may not be anything there.
Gnomes.
I hate gnomes.
Gnomes grow there.
Gnomes should not happen. All right.
Where the wild gnomes grow.
All right, I'm putting... Oh, I gotta get my points first. That's gonna be 7, 8, 11.
This one goes to 11.
So. 10 louder.
but this is goes to 11.
1509. 1610 and 1710 are going to be light forest with a river.
Ooh, and the tree can actually have a river that comes from the like water that's caught up in its branches up on top. And it pours down the whole tree. Not to everything else.
And that would be 9. That leaves me with 2 again.
Right.
And this is round 4.
It's a massive tree. You can do whatever you want with it.
I keep saying rounds because after round 5, people can vote to move to the next age.
No. I mean, yes.
Next age?
Yeah, when you can start putting in races and cities and stuff.
Really? You want to make this about race?
So I roll?
Mike got quiet.
Yes, you can roll.
I'm 7. Do I get any plus? I had 5.
5, then you get a plus 3, so you got 15.
Oh, I could really wreck some stuff now.
Hmm?
I don't like that wording.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about a race when I'm in backhand range of Scott.
Climate,
so. What?
No.
No, he's... Why? Why Scott? Why aren't you afraid of me in that discussion?
Yes, Vince is the one that sounds wild.
You're a pacifist.
That's right.
You agreed way too quick to that. You should have let the man finish before you agreed.
I'm a pacifist, huh? All right.
Now he's going to beat me up to show me he's not a pacifist.
I'll show you a pacifist. I'll hit you with my yoke.
Says not everyone is John.
For all you single ladies out there, Vince is a very tall black man.
All the single ladies.
Of Texas, with a good grade of hair.
Put your hands up.
What the fuck is going on?
You know Batch.com is sponsoring this podcast?
Hey, we need a sponsor from them, shoot.
I'm not a large black man.
What is the one that
I'm not on Match.com.
What is the one that only has black people in the commercial? Black people meet black? It's got the word black in it. It's a dating service that's only for black people.
There's one
Farmers only.
Yeah, there's Farmers
only. Farmers only.
They have a nerdsonly.com. That's what I need. A nice nerd girl.
Why don't you create it, man? You'd be rich.
I thought about it.
There's pretty much anything that you would want to look
for. So, 0, 7, 11.
All of them.
We're going to do something. We're going to do some rich farmland.
0, 7, 11.
Oh, fine. It's got to be rich farmland. We can afford it. Great. Thanks.
Well,
so that would be like grassland?
Yeah, it can't be farmland because there's no one to farm it yet.
Well, it can be very fertile.
All right.
And we want to note that it's very fertile, okay? How many squares are you going to do?
Let's do.
You can do up to 5.
Let's do, I said 071.
Now,
0711. Yeah.
Oh, keep in mind that that bottom part of the map is going to start getting really cold as it goes closer to the edge.
Okay, so let's do 0710.
0710, okay.
And 0611.
0611. Okay, mark them some way to show that you put something in there. Very fertile grassland.
Food.
I like food.
The god of life must have blessed this area.
It happens.
Actually, the god of war blessed it. Oh, that's weird.
It's a place for everyone to fight over.
Yeah, no, fight over it.
This is a really nice place, man. Who wants to fight? Who wants to fight before it?
Armies march on their stomachs.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very true.
It became prosperous with the
So I've
got to
spend all my points.
What is best in life?
9, so you'd have 2 left.
Ale and women?
Did you roll?
Not yet.
No. See your enemies driven before you and hear the lamentations of women.
Got 3, that's 6, plus 7.
13.
I'm going to put some hills.
Vince, I like how you had to clarify
down
that you're
on
a large black man in case any LAPD officers are listening.
Okay.
Well, no, I just didn't want to give some kind of false hope to someone who goes, ooh, Vince, and they go, oh, he's just a white
dude. Some other kind of terrain there, too.
Yeah.
Like grass.
It's pretty damn cold,
so.
I wish I was a large black man.
Barren glacier. More tundra. Well, tundra.
Where is that?
I would definitely look a lot cooler if I was a large black man.
They have a certain
kind of random.
The cold ones are on the bottom right.
Okay.
No. I want it to be real.
All right. Did you do 2 or 3?
I'll do 3 and 0912.
All right.
We have problems in the areas of Mississippi.
Mark them to show that they've been done.
Yep. And that is for 3.
That'd
five,
be 9.
9.
I have
5 points with 2 plus 3 is 5, and then I rolled.
That's a 6.
9 more. We'll have 14 points.
You suck. Sorry.
She's getting a little belligerent about the dice rolling.
Right, what's in 1300 and 1301?
1300, 1301 is a glacier, yes.
So in 1401 decided, I'm going to put, it's going to be barren land. It's just barren flat plains.
Okay.
And
1401
then
is barren.
1201, the little bit of there, that'll be plains.
Okay.
And then 1200 or in front
that's
of it.
It's too temperate arid to be that far north.
No, well, it's barren plains. It's just it's not
a tundra.
Yeah, tundra.
Yeah.
Tundra. Sorry.
Well, it can be barren up there
it's
in the Arctic.
It's still barren.
Yeah, no, it can be barren, too.
It's not going to be having any babies.
I was just putting down barren. Barren. What was the last number?
1,200.
Okay.
It's all tundra. That's 9.
Barren Munchausen. Barren.
Four left. Let's see if I can find one more place. What is 1006?
1006.
That's where I did something.
It's where you did something, but you don't know what.
Is that the maelstrom?
That is the maelstrom.
Yeah. So those three right there are the hurricane, the constant hurricane.
So on 1007, I am going to put.
So there still needs to be land underneath the
wall.
This is under the maelstrom?
No, this is
around
between
it.
The jungle below it and the maelstrom.
Okay.
So where that thing is going, that water is rained off into a swamp, which is going to a jungle.
Okay.
That
makes sense.
Me with 1 point.
Vince, I'm going to act like your mother here. You're going to drink some of this soda because I didn't buy this big old 2 liter.
Yes, because my mother pushed a lot of soda and said, hey, you don't drink enough soda, kid. I didn't get fat by drinking not enough soda.
Thunder.
Actually,
if you, could you grab a mug for me?
Sure.
Thank you. Roll one.
Yeah.
No, they rolled an 8.
That's almost average.
Over?
One.
So you have add 4 to that then.
Wow, only 3.
Well, no, because plus the one she had left over.
Yeah,
so it's 3 plus that one.
I got 12.
I thought you said add 4.
You get the $5 if somebody listens to Prime.
I got a question.
Yep.
These three little islands up here.
Yep.
Can I have all the stuff around them? Like, if I get these three right here, can I have these three islands?
I don't understand what the question is. I don't understand what you mean, can you have them?
Do I have to spend 2 things
worth
of...
She wants to use 1 power to affect all...
Oh, yeah, I'd say that all those together would make about 1 hex. So, yeah, you can...
Awesome. That's what I was going.
She wants to help Gilligan get off that.
So what are the numbers?
Sexual chocolates. See, well, he told you it was black, guys.
It is 0102. I'll buy that one for that
America,
island.
So.
No, Coming to America is a movie for everybody.
Okay.
Don't lie. Don't hide.
And then
your black,
you have
so.
This island's mostly in...
I'm only black.
0202.
Okay.
And we're going to say this island is in 0101.
And what are you putting there?
Sorry, Sam. Sorry about that, Sam.
There's going to be a glacier over all of this,
wrong.
Including the water.
I'm too young.
My eyes.
Back. What?
Because it's slowly melting as time goes by.
Is that a little Pac-Man that you drew there?
No, it's a G.
That's only 3 points, so you got more to do there if you want.
Well, we still have a few significant pieces of land that haven't been touched, right?
Yeah.
We need to touch every piece of land. Ow! Stop that. Bad touch.
Not land.
Can I show you on the doll where the mean Joseph touched me?
Okay, I want 0210, 0310, and 0309. That's going to be thick forest.
Wow, she did something other than tundra and glacier.
What kind of lands are we just completely missing? We don't have anything like it.
More. Which I'm not even sure what that is.
It's a type of a swamp land type thing.
It's a saltwater swamp.
Oh, thank you. Actually, you know what? That's probably what that should be then.
Yeah. We have a volcano. We don't have any canyon. We have a canyon. Yeah,
we have a canyon. Yeah.
We have no craters.
We have no craters.
Well, yeah, we have a crater underneath the city that floated
that's
up.
That's true.
Well, then we have most everything then.
We don't have any crevasses.
Crevasse.
Now, isn't that kind of a canyon?
That's
what I thought, but
that, canyon, like a, crevice,
or a mug or something? A
lake, rivers, hills.
Oh, yeah, I need to roll.
No, they're thinking of a carafe.
10 plus 13, 14 points.
That's what they bring at orange juice at, like,
fancy restaurants, so yeah.
We'll spend 12 of those.
Oh, and IHOP.
All right, we're going to put in 1308 jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
We got fun and games.
And 1408, we're going to do forest, and it's going to have a river coming out of the mountains going towards it, and so we'll put like some hills or something. We'll call it hilly forest.
I wanted a river.
You can have a river. What do you want?
You make
river?
Everything frozen. There can't be any rivers there.
ooh, you
no
know what?
Else was using frozen stuff. It had to come from
somewhere. No, I have an idea.
I'll put frozen stuff in there.
How about a frozen tundra with like a hot spring river type thing running through?
Cool.
I'm gonna have the river going through the tree and then connecting up with this river over here. Is that okay?
Awesome.
And what's the next number?
Technically, it's going through 1409, but 1409.
But I'm allowing that to be what I do in my.
Can I give him 2 points?
No. It's free. I'll let you know that.
Can I give him my 2 points so he can create? Because of the volcano, there needs to be like some water source nearby where the rocks are kind of hot, like a hot spring.
And where does that come out? The river on the other side, you said?
Oh, it can. It's
there's,
already on.
There's
the
tons
map.
Of spaces around the volcano that you could have with like hot springs and stuff.
The river goes through 1409 and then hooks up to the river in 1509. Okay, so that's
or even a lava river.
It's a little mad, though. I'm just brooding. I'm not constantly mad.
Brooding?
It's more mountains.
Yeah. I knew you were
put some
brooder.
Mountains in this little chunk of weird-looking arrow up here.
Oh, yeah, all by the volcano?
What was 0504?
That's the volcano. That's the massive volcano, yeah.
Then, yeah, we need mountains around the mass volcano. So we'll put mountains in 0503 and 0404.
Ah, I know what I'm going to put there. I mean, races I'm talking about. Five, so that's plus three, that's eight. I will save all my points. No, I'm kidding. See, with 8 points, I will. So you have. So now the three islands up here, the three islands, did you make them all one big massive glacier? So they're one big mass now?
No, but it has some very, very frozen. Like, it's enough to where. Is it low enough to where it would unthaw in the summer? No.
Probably it's not. It's going down into the subarctic because.
You know, it's like the Bering Straits. You know, it melts during the summer sometimes.
Okay. I was just thinking. Aha! Wait, over here.
That's a
what's the H over here? Hills.
That's also a pretty cold island. We don't have any real tropical islands. Oh, yeah, we do right there.
Yeah, we'll make that one tropical. So we'll make this. Can I use 1 point for that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so that's a jungle.
What's the number?
You need one vacation spot. You need one tropical island.
0208-ish. It also kind of goes a little bit into 0107 and 0207.
Jungle island.
So, yeah, jungle island. So that's three. And then I will do. So right here, I will put a glacier at 0814, and it's a glacier with kind of bubbling hot springs that form a river that goes into the hills. If you want them to, who did the hills right there?
Sam.
Doesn't matter.
You want the river going into those hills?
Sure.
Okay. It's actually flowing off the back of the glacier.
So the river is flowing the wrong way?
Well, what would normally be toward the river.
The
toward the river, yeah. It's actually because of the way it's carved through the glacier.
Oh, okay.
It's going into the hills.
It's going like the Nile. The
hills. Okay, through the hills, not up the hills.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, up the hills. But it's winding between the hills, you know, from the glacier, instead of going from the glacier into the ocean, which would make more sense.
It's like the Nile. The Nile's like one of the only rivers that flows backwards.
Yeah. It does.
I have two, three,
four real foot lake, right?
Yeah.
Because
that earthquake.
I paid attention during my Tennessee history course in middle school.
I didn't take Tennessee history. Forget Tennessee Texas. History.
If it wasn't for Tennessee, there wouldn't be a Texas.
There probably would. It would just take longer. It would have taken longer, absolutely. We had a crap ton of Tennessee volunteers that came down.
And too many people fighting against each other.
Well, it was 30 volunteers from with Daniel Boone and a few, I think another
1609, 1708.
Did you do your rallying
and
cry?
No, no, no. We did that by dying at the Alamo. 1808. You died with us. We appreciate that.
Light Forest. That's 9. That leaves me with 3. This is the start of the 5th round. At the end of, when it gets back to Scott the next time, we have to decide whether we want to keep going with this or we want to move on to the next stage.
So no one is.
Don't forget to roll.
And 2 left. So, 7.
And you add 3 to that, so it's 12.
12, all right. Can I, Alex, can I take all these islands?
Yeah, what do you want to do to them?
All right. They're in that 1911 hex.
1911?
And
1912. Okay, what are you doing to them?
Alrighty.
That is kind of subarctic / temperate, kind of like Canada.
All right. So we're going to be a little cold. We're not going to be so cold. Now, this makes sense. Let's see here. Mountain. A cold. The closest I've been to Canada is across the bridge from Detroit. So I can't have casinos. So. So help me out here. You've been to Canada, right?
Just that place that's right across from Detroit. That's it.
Yeah, same here.
We've been to Canada.
So,
I've been to Canada.
So
they had a war. And then they said, "We're sorry, eh?" And then the war stopped. It was great.
So it's cold, but it's kind of, but this kind of stuff's kind of grows there. So
prairie, steppe,
prairie and steppe in these hexes.
Okay,
steppe prairie. It's not directly a prairie. It's kind of a prairie by marriage.
All right, how much do I spend for that one?
3.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go here to Island 2009.
Mm-hmm. Good. It was a good year.
That was a real good year.
No, it wasn't. It was
when the bubble burst. More in the temperate subtropical area there.
All right,
warmer.
We get heat it up a little bit here. So let's do a very light drungle and grassy area because we
drungle?
Want. So because we want some kind of resort kind.
Kind of a grassland drungle is what that is. Grungle.
We want kind of a little resort thing going on up here.
All right, that's 6 points.
All right, and
you marking that you did those? You can do all those with one.
Man, last time I got hit in the grungle, it hurt for days.
It does.
Paradise. I don't want to say paradise. Somebody, it may not be wrong.
He's creating resorts over here.
Yeah. Club Med.
There's no people yet. They have a very nice place
to
visit.
Come on down to the Grump Hotel.
Apparently, the god of war is also the god of vacations.
Of course. Again, what do you fight over? Land, yes. Right?
So you've only used 6 points. You still got 6 more if you want to use them.
Let's see here. I know let's touch these. Let's do a river going from, you know, it'll make sense. It needs to connect. This river goes into 1511.
Okay. So river. And? Or just stops there?
No, it goes into there, and then it continues to 1412, and it empties into the ocean there.
All right, so that's river, but you also get to what else is there?
We got a little bit of forest, 1511, we got forest.
Okay. What's in 1412?
1412, getting near the beach.
I know, about 80 years after that, Columbus sails.
So what's a good beach? It's emptied in the ocean, so...
Grassland?
Grassland.
All right. You used all your points that time.
Yep.
Roll them, Sam.
Yep. I got 4.
So you get to add 3. Wow,
you're
nice, 11.
Oh, that was 1 plus 3.
Oh, you added the 3 already. Okay.
Plus 11.
So that's 15.
Damn.
15.
All right. What's LF I see all over the
Light
place?
Forest.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna put more grassy hills in 1506 and 1507.
This one demands that I pet her more.
And Desert White Forest. And Hilly Forest. Forest Hilly?
Hilly Forest is good.
And 1508.
How about you make?
That's Jeep, three squares. Like
that's nine, so you still got six if you want to use them.
And SL is
what number?
1606.
I'll make whatever.
1705 and
whatever's missing.
1606 is a scrub with a river in it.
A scrub.
Scrubs kind of can't get. Oh, I already did that joke. My bad.
I'm gonna add more amount. More amounts into 1504.
Mountains in 1504, okay.
Yep. And that's six.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd have a nickel.
12, so you should have three left, okay?
Yep.
I have 4 points left over, including my bonus. I rolled a whopping 3.
Wow.
I have 7 points.
Welcome to the club.
So in 0906, I'm putting a swampy. I guess we can put a marsh there.
Can we create dragons in this age?
No, because that's a race.
No, not a race of players, but, you know, just the dragons are, like, as a concept, running around doing stuff.
We only create races. We don't create the monsters unless they're a monster race.
And I'm going to create another marsh in 0806.
Man, Joseph, you are so much nicer
now. I'm
left
over with one.
I don't know what's going on.
So I have
so much more pleasant.
Or 4 points?
Yeah,
Joseph, he calls you a pussy.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Does that include the one I had left?
Some of my favorite people are pussies. Cats. I'm talking about cats, you dirty people.
Nine.
You look so adjacent.
I don't know if any podcast people will ever hear this.
Yeah.
It's
kind of boring.
I don't know if this is. We may have to wait until we get to the.
Maybe when we do the next phases, and then we just talk about. If you really want to hear the previous phase, where it's a lot of, you know, dice rolling and hemming and hawing and scribbling on paper.
Email us and we'll send it to you.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. I don't know.
Maybe. Post it up and say, this is extremely boring. Listen at your own peril.
Probably get more hits on that because it says extremely boring.
People go, what? What did I miss? You gotta listen to this shit. Some stuff's gonna go down, man. There's gonna be a fight or something.
What are you doing over there? Tractor beam?
Pew pew! Oh, God.
Sorry, I just felt like the sound effects needed to happen.
Is that what a tractor beam sounds like?
Yeah, her tractor beam does.
A laser?
No, that's the sound she makes whenever we talk about. Yeah.
I can get my 8 seconds in.
You know when you do that, she stops thinking. Her brain shuts off.
It does. Yet he does it anyway.
Because it's funny.
All right, I'm going to take 410.
0410?
Hmm?
Yep.
To Yuma? Yeah.
It's like 310. The 410 won't get you there in time.
White Forest.
Light Forest. All right.
And I'm going to take 510.
Five ten. Height.
Light Forest.
Light Forest.
And 0509 for some Light Forest.
0509.
And I'm going to put a shit ton of lakes in them.
And exactly how many is a shit ton?
Seven.
So when does Festus, the old prospector, take over the damn
But no, it's because she's talking about Light Forest Gump.
Yeah.
People call him Forest Gump. My name's Light Forest. Light Forest Gump.
I'm Forest Gump
six.
Light.
There are six.
All right, six lakes in all three or six lakes in each one?
Eh.
There's a grouping of six lakes.
It's spread out.
They hang out together. They sometimes do parties.
It's like the Great Lakes.
Six. 9, 11 points.
There needed to be more lakes.
I'm thinking about Forrest Gump Light. What would Forrest Gump Light be like?
Keep going up here.
Life is like a box of chocolates. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going any further because I'm Forrest Light. I don't go to the rest of that analogy. Mom always said, stupid is. That's it. I'm stopping there.
That restaurant has really good food.
What?
Bubba Gump says,
it's like, what is she talking
about? It's an actual place.
All right,
what are we doing?
We'll do three areas.
And those areas would be?
8402 is going to be
8402?
Glacier. Yeah, it's going to be kind of like Iceland. It'll be like glacier with volcanoes. Oh, that would be Greenland.
Or Greenland, yeah. Iceland Greenland, is actually...
Iceland is green.
Iceland is green and Greenland is icy.
And yeah, that number is 8402?
No, it's...
It is.
Yeah. Iceland is where you've got...
No, it's 0402.
Okay.
It's basically that whole peninsula. I mean, for that, he should get the whole peninsula. It's kind of this... Is this part right here?
Yeah, go ahead. What's the next number?
So do the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll do the one below that. 04... I can't even read it. 0403. So that'll
like,
be
that one and then all of that.
Glaciers with volcanoes.
So GV.
Yeah, whatever.
Or VG, video games.
Volcano has its own color.
And
what color is a volcano?
It's red.
Okay.
Very angry
we'll
color.
Extend the mountain range into 0604.
0604 is mountains.
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 I like them mountains.
Boots.
That's 10 points. Mm. All right. So we haven't decided what the ground is underneath.
Oh yeah, if you want to hurricane. Put some other kind of terrain on the mountain, you can, or you can just leave it. Mountains. Leave it a bare mountain.
Classic fantasy mountains.
Okay. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Oh, man.
Or you're so rudely interrupted.
Yeah, rude. So we don't have anything defined for the hurricane.
What's under it? You mean?
Yeah.
What are the numbers?
0905, 1005, and 1006.
Yeah, I don't think anybody put anything under there.
Color for the maelstrom?
I don't know if anybody can go there anyway, so...
Why can't it be a maelstrom? Why can't it be a female stream?
Because he said it was a maelstrom.
It could be either. I never literally lifted up its skirt to find out if it was a male or female stream.
It's not an M-A-L-E. It's a M-A-E-L.
It's a maelstrom. It's a maelstrom is what it is. Yes, transgender. You know, I'm not going to assume it's gender. It's just
maybe
whatever it is.
Gender fluid.
Yep. Uh-huh. They are whatever gender they want to be.
It is that's, made of air.
That's,
or it is fluid.
That's where the Rocky Horror Picture Show performed. In the maelstrom.
Now the hurricane may, you know, get stronger and weaker at different times, but for the most part, there's a lot of stuff going on.
All right, put something under there then if you want.
Well, actually, I was thinking.
Hey, a straight man could like the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I like it. Let's do the
time. Never seen it.
What?
Didn't even watch it when it was on TV.
Oh no, it's awesome.
It's the best.
It's just a jump to the left. Or a step to the left. Put your hands on your hips. Your knees in tight. And the pelvic thrust drive you insane. Let's do the time warp again. All right, thank you. That rendition of the time warp was brought to you by a bunch of nerds.
After this musical interlude, back to the game.
All right, how about a meteor?
Crater?
In the water?
I was thinking right here. This is all like left over from a meteor. That's how this whole inlet was created.
What? How would you know that?
Well, because there's all meteorite crap all over the place.
So what are the numbers?
So like, you know, strange rock that has strange properties.
Ghost rock.
So just to simplify, let's do
false rock.
1204, 1304, and 1303 is all like.
Would we call it crater, or would it be something else?
Crater.
Okay, good.
Call it crater, just to make it simple.
Thank God.
You already have a color for crater?
Yes.
We'll go with that. So it's one
this
big...
This crater's in the water, though. It has islands in it.
Pass me the Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but you know what?
Figure that out. Are you done?
Thank you, sir.
You got more.
Nope, that's pretty much all of it.
All right, pass the map. You always want to keep the map.
Mine!
I have 3. Plus 3 is 6. Plus 6 is 12. There's nothing on here that's really, really blank, but here's 4 slots together, and we'll make these medium forest. 3, 4, and a river. So that is 0712 0812 0911 1011
no comment
medium forest
don't make me pull out
with a river
All right. That's a little knife.
That is the end of round five. Who wants to move on to age two and where you'll be able to create races, cities, and civilizations?
I kind of want one more round of this.
I have.
I want to finish the land.
This is the land.
How much you
like one more round left.
One more round, I'm good.
One more round, then we're fine.
Yeah, we may run out of spaces, but we'll see.
That's
all right. All right, so let's roll.
Okay, well, roll.
We can still change things with climate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hate to change stuff with
climate. Okay, go ahead.
You can still change.
Five. What'd you have left from last time?
Two.
So you get five, and five is ten.
Well, let's see, ten. All right. Let's see what we got here.
I keep looking, maybe if I keep looking at it,
12, 14.
No, it's still going to be a crap ton of places, of land types that you can't really understand.
Let's 12, 14, what?
It's cold, so let's do a nice tundra.
Tundra, okay.
No! I don't really have a problem with that, I just wanted to react to it.
Climate's going to be cold.
Right, we only worry about the climate if you're changing it.
Okay. So our let's see what we want to do from here. And it's tundra. No question, what color is tundra? White?
Kind of a, I don't know. It's kind of a really cold grassland, usually.
Really cold grassland.
Yeah.
Depending on the time of year.
Most of Russia is tundra.
Tundra.
Yeah, ooh, not Siberia. Tundra. Siberia is like Arctic glacier.
So lots of turnips growing, lots of borscht.
Yep.
Potatoes
and borscht. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, gotta fuel the vodka somehow.
So what will help for good vodka and potatoes and stuff like that and turnips?
You want to have an island just for that?
No.
You just want to have a vodka island? Is that what you want?
And potatoes.
We should call it the island of Smirnoff. There's a better island for vodka called Tito's that's around the corner.
Yeah. I prefer the Kettle One Island.
Oh, see, that's kind of low end like Smirnoff, but okay.
Are you a vodka aficionado?
No, I hate all vodka. I think it's horrible stuff. It's liquid pain to me. Huh?
Even Tito's?
Yes, it's also liquid pain. I just know it's more expensive than the others.
Is
Kettle One the expensive one? Is Kettle One more expensive than Tito's? Okay, so never mind. Sorry, Tito's is crap, and the Kettle One. We'll change around the vodka quality.
Wouldn't it fill with water?
What?
A canyon on an island?
You fill it with water.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I can. Unless the entire island is a plateau, and then you have a canyon inside of it.
Let's do that.
All right, there you go.
Tundra with a canyon, all right.
And a plateau.
A plateau tundra with a canyon.
See how else we can
do. Okay, that's just three, so you still got nine more points.
I'm going to weather blow this.
Poor Christy's going like, how the hell do I draw this?
Plateau tundra with a canyon.
It's a tundra, and it's just like higher elevation so that there can be a canyon in there.
All right, 0612 is grassland.
No, it's a plateau. It's got
a grassland is 0612? Yep. Okay.
And 0...
Totally
uninhabited. 611, I think this one. 611.
It's elevated up out of the water with a canyon in it. Look in there. Right.
That's 0811.
0811. That will be medium to light forest.
No.
Okay.
Like an Arctic owl.
Get three more if you want to use them.
Alright.
Chrissy's eyes lit up. Hedwigs.
Okay. I was going to make penguins.
Heavy force.
Yeah, we can totally play them like Penguins of Madagascar.
Okay. Sam,
I don't know, Skipper.
Did you not see the thing I posted on Facebook? Like, someone made
both combined is
a
six
homebrew penguin race.
Plus eight.
Oh, I think you showed me that. Yeah.
Happy feet.
Yeah. It had some really kind of in-depth details for the different penguin races.
Really?
They don't live long, but that can be changed.
Yeah, so, we can modify that.
So the penguin male characters will have to carry the eggs to watch them.
Yep.
So all the ventures are mostly women, probably.
Let's see. Forest. What's FT again for 1612?
Frozen tundra.
Alright,
that singing is not work for you. What about Happy Feet?
1810 Marsh.
How's it perform?
1709 and 1810.
Yeah. And 1809.
I hated that movie.
I barely remember that movie.
That movie made me so freaking angry.
Swamp Marsh.
Okay.
I'm not sure the difference.
No, it was a lovely feel-good movie, and then at the end, they turned it into some political save the, like, glaciers.
I have 4 points.
Okay.
Add on.
Plus 3 is 7. Never touch my dice again. Never.
Oh, sure, I'd blame it on that, too. Here, look, let me touch him. I can't make it worse.
That would be why, it's rolling like crap, it was already yours.
Well, let me fix your dice. I'll put them in a microwave where they're set on 6, and so they'll naturally kind of be like a little melted. That doesn't actually work, guys. For those of you listening, it doesn't work. I've tried it.
You're trying to cheat, huh?
Long time ago when I was a teenager playing, tried all kinds of things.
1106.
Leaving it out of my dash of my car to try and get it melted to the one side in Texas. Sam, you shake your head. What? You never tried anything like that?
No.
Oh. Oh, well. Better luck next time.
We're going to put Forested Hills...
Forest Hills.
And 1105.
99.
Still my point.
Been here 18 years.
You partied like it was 1999.
I did. And I left.
I have nine.
I had to leave Texas after all the partying because, the certain laws didn't allow me back.
Where were you in Texas?
When I left, I was living in the Houston area, but usually I lived in Dallas when I was growing up. So, for those of you listening in Texas, go ahead and tell me where you played. Maybe we know each other. That'd be cool. Paul Zukowski, played with him a lot. Little Paul,
Little Paul.
Well, yeah, he was Paul Zukowski Jr. His father was Paul Zukowski Sr. The way he told them apart was Big Paul and Little Paul. Even though Little Paul was actually taller, that just made it funny.
Very Polish sounding name.
No, Polish. Paul, not Paul.
That's funny.
But yeah, Zukowski, I think, was...
Usually the ones that ends with ski are Polish.
Yeah.
Or the ones that have, like, 5 consonants all in a row.
Yeah.
Trzreksnik. Is there a vowel in there? Yes, there's one at the end.
And it's silent.
It's silent, yeah. It's got the silent Q, 4 M's in the silent Q.
I'm going to take...
You ever seen Kung Fu Panda?
15, 10.
I love Master Oogway.
15, 10.
Which is a great...
He's kind of like the Oda character in that show.
We're going to go...
Going to the country, going to eat a lot of peaches.
you know that song's about... You know what that song's really about, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Just want to make sure so I don't have to say it on the radio. Yeah.
14, 10's going to be...
You said 15, 10. You didn't tell me what that was.
Oh, I forgot where I started.
What? Termiclot?
Can Scrublands be...
There's only one song.
No, two songs. Lump and then Beaches.
Oh, that's that man. Okay.
Not
Termiclot. I was about to say, Termiclot had a second song.
That's all you needed.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, if you're listening,
Nick
I'd like to hear your other songs. I don't mean
it,
any disrespect.
It paid him
I'm a
twice.
Huge fan of your work.
It was so good.
Huge
like
fan
Paris.
Of your work.
Nicki Minaj huge. Made a remake and had to pay him twice.
Yeah. Is gonna be
so nice, you got paid twice.
Tundra. And then 1711.
34, 24, 36.
Only just 5-3. Music executive listening saying, oh, we're going to sue the pants off them.
Joseph.
Yeah, that we don't. They can only sue for whatever profits we made based on those references.
So
have we made profits?
So negative.
They owe us money.
They owe us money.
Is this, he's asking about your water crater.
My water crater?
I don't care.
What?
All right, we'll do three areas down here.
Did you roll?
Yeah, I already did.
Oh, okay.
Just to speed it up a little bit. Okay, so we got a lot of forest and jungle down here. How about we
fill in the middle?
Change it up a little bit.
No, don't do it.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. No good reason. Go ahead, and do it.
Let's do.
You're the guy that started all jungle business.
Yeah.
Do Mars.
Batusa?
What number?
Cleveland Rocks.
1410. What is a moor, anyways?
It's this stuff.
Saltwater
salt
swamp,
mark.
According to your wife.
Saltwater swamp. Yeah.
There's a dark-skinned Spanish.
Yeah, she said that, but he wasn't listening because, that's his wife.
Dark-skinned Spanish.
Why would he listen to her?
That could be Muslim or Christian.
Is also a swamp. There you go.
Moors rule Spain from That's more.
Six, so it's more. 10 points that's again.
That's a moop.
All right.
According to Seinfeld. It's the moops.
Oh.
One show I can never get into.
Why not?
I just didn't. What the fuck? Jerry Seinfeld's voice makes me twitch.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
What's the meaning of all this stuff?
That's pretty accurate.
Apparently, I have a pretty good Seinfeld impersonation. Awesome.
Writing in cars with comedians is pretty funny if you get the right people.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine it would be.
Let's see. Let's do random volcano mountain thing in 2004.
He's creating more land.
What?
He put a volcano in where there was only ocean before.
Yep. It's just a lot of volcanic activity. Made an actual volcano with like a small, you know, mountainish type areas around it.
I love a U.
Aw, I love a U too. You magma happy.
Get back to work.
Sorry.
My favorite shorts.
Let's see. So we'll go Forested Hills in 1404. And I don't know. Give me something else to do. I'll put a I'll do Forested Hills in 0304.
Okay.
Take the map. Take it.
Alrighty then.
The DM has a map. Two people you fear the map. The DM and the second lieutenant.
What? Second lieutenant? They give them maps? I don't know how to use them yet.
Not much.
should we hear it off air?
No, we're waiting on him.
Okay. With maps are very dangerous.
I actually had a captain that I drove for who was a cadetian. That means he was a West Point graduate.
So he graduated like.
He graduated from West Point. He had already served maybe 6 or 7 years in the military because he was a captain.
Right.
We'd been in the field probably 2.5 weeks, and I'd been out there about the full 2 weeks, and he had just come out there, and we're trying to get to the ALOC, which is Admin Logistics Operations Center.
Right, you love your acronyms.
So we were driving to it, and he's looking at the map, and he's like, I was a corporal at the time, I was like, Corporal Withers, make a right, and I'm like, no, sir, it's a left here. I said, Corporal Withers, I'm reading the map, make a right. And I'm like, sir, it's right there. And I'm pointing at it, and he's like, no, that's not it. And I'm like, so let me see your map. I took his map, and for those of you who can't see me, I turned it completely over from left to right and then handed it back to him and made a left. He was looking at the map upside down.
Didn't the words all look funny that way? All
right. There are.
He was orienteering it to the ground.
So why did the second Louie get the bad rap for not being able to move
most
the map?
Most of the times, they're just dumb. They're kids. They're right out of college. Yeah. They may have done ROTC and gone to like basic during their freshman year and officer candidacy school in their junior year. And then so they come in, oh, I'm keen, blah, blah, blah. I've got boots that have been in the service longer than you.
All right.
And that's why he's an angry
man. We have a bunch of partial hexes that don't have anything in them. What do you want to put in them? We're just going to put the same thing in all of them.
Grassland.
Grassland.
Prairie.
Prairie.
Yeah.
Grassland.
Prairie. Prairie.
Prairie.
Same thing.
Prairie grassland.
Grass Prairie Land.
Prairie Land.
So everything else is going to be prairie then. We're moving on to...
Not life. Make Laura Ingalls.
We're moving on to... If it doesn't have anything in it, it's prairie.
Da-da-da.
Moving on to age two. So now you can create races.
Travel two. Do we want to take a break at this point?
If you need one.
I got to go bathroom.
No, I got to go bathroom.